It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's April 10th or 11th, depending on when you're listening to this. Both dates we air at 9 o'clock. Where did March go? Where did the first half of April almost go? Easter's come and gone. Your taxes are due in 5 days, and what we're about to talk about is going to be here before we know it. Just want to give a big shout-out to my guest last week, Dr. Joe Arante, who talked about the value of a risk assessment, an exciting program that Northeast Delta Dental brings to all of our subscribers. So depending on your score when you get a cleaning, you may, in fact, be entitled to additional cleanings beyond the sort of traditional two per year. But with me is one of my favorite guests, the soccer coach of Hanover High School, Rob Grable. He also has other more higher duties, such as being a reverend, and has a lot of great stories to tell. So we're really here to talk about the Lions Cup update, which is set for, it's coming up, and Rob will explain the dates and who's coaching and so forth. But Rob, tell us, I always get a kick out of your background, including, and don't forget to talk about the last Division II hockey championship when you coached for what then was known as New Hampshire College. So tell us about your wide and varied background. And for everybody's benefit, Scott, Rob also does the New Hampshire soccer records. And, of course, Hanover has many, many, many championships by Rob as well as his predecessor. But Rob is slowly creeping up on the all-time list. Probably won't catch Dave Pinkham, but he'll probably catch a few people in between. But I always get a kick when I every once in a while I say to Rob, "Can you send me the high school coaching records?" And every year, you know, he creeps up. So Rob, tell us about your background, including, and I don't mean to make light of it, because obviously to be a coach, a mentor, and also be a man of the cloth is pretty terrific. So tell us about your background.
Well, Tom, thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to be here. Of course, this is a great time for, to be talking to a pastor, because once we're done with Easter and our Super Bowl is in the rearview mirror, there's a little more discretionary time, and I'm glad to have some time to devote to talking about soccer matters in the off season, if indeed there is an off season in soccer. I've been in the state for over 40 years, and actually have been coaching in New Hampshire for 45 years.
Hard oh my goodness!
My first high school coaching was at Derryfield School in Manchester in 1975. And,
wow!
I bounced around quite a bit. I left Derryfield to go to what was then New Hampshire College, a nice little accounting school on the banks of the river down in Hooksett. And has the little old College of Accounting and Commerce grown since then.
That's fantastic.
Another subject for another time.
Exactly. Dr. LeBlanc's done a great job. And I used to go there when my kids played, who you know, Matt and Brian, they played hockey in the outdoor rink there. So, but proceed. Tell us about when you were coaching there hockey, because I get a kick out of this story.
Well, of course, we had an outdoor rink, which was lovingly nicknamed the Crystal Palace. And it was probably about a 5-goal advantage. I never will forget sitting down on the bench and watching the bus arrive from UMass Boston, and the little shocked faces looking out the windows of the bus. And you know, right away, you could just put a W in the win column. And it was a wonderful chapter. Obviously, Southern New Hampshire still has hockey, very competitive program, now skating in the tamer confines of the ice den in Hooksett, but those were halcyon days. And after I finished up at New Hampshire College, just before they rebranded and became SHNU, and started driving their bus around and giving diplomas to people all over the world for photo ops, I moved up to the Upper Valley to be closer to a full-time job running a summer camp, and soon after that, got involved in coaching at Dartmouth College. I was a part-time assistant coach for Bobby Clark, who was one of the great soccer coaching mentors. He went on from Dartmouth to coach at Stanford and to coach at Notre Dame, where he won a national championship. And once I retired from summer camp, I gravitated to ministry and went to divinity school, was ordained 5 years ago, and am now working three-quarter time at the church in Hanover, the United Christ United Church of Christ at Dartmouth College. And the nice thing about being a three-quarters time pastor is whenever they ask me why I'm never at church, I say, well, that's the quarter time I get to spend on soccer. So I've actually been at Hanover High School now for 16 years.
Yes, time flies, and you have a terrific record.
And there's a growing group of people that keeps trying to retire me. I keep looking down into the lower grades and saying, oh, not on your chance. it's a great community to be part of, and the soccer community throughout New Hampshire. And, you know, we'll be talking about that as we're talking about the Lions Twin State Cup, because it really is a community endeavor.
And, exactly.
It is great fun to be part of that and to help, as you mentioned, my official title with the New Hampshire Soccer Coaches Association is historian. And that makes me the keeper of the records. And I'm actually, Tom, in my pandemic seclusion, am writing a history of New Hampshire high school soccer. And there's some amazing stories, certainly fodder for another radio broadcast maybe in the fall, because there are some pretty interesting and compelling stories about soccer players in New Hampshire who have gone on to do other interesting things.
Exactly, and I've always said, and when I've had, I've had Coach Pinkham's on, when I've had Scott on, and other coaches. I mean, essentially, I'm always amazed with how, for the small, if you will, population size we are, the disproportionate impact, you know, that New Hampshire can have on the national soccer scene. Well, I think we'll have time to return to that, but let's get right into the Twin State Cup 2021, and I know that this year's game will be number 46 in the 47th year, because last year, because of the pandemic, was the first and only cancellation, and it's had a long storied history. It, you know, way back, it was bounced between, you know, Middlebury and Keene, with one stop in Burlington, and then you did a four-year run in Plymouth and a five-year run at Dartmouth. So tell us a little bit about that, but let's start with exactly when and where it is, and is the public invited to attend, and tell us about the Lions charity part of it too.
Wonderful. We are, as are many other summertime sporting endeavors, excited that it appears we'll be playing these games this summer. We're playing them in July, on July 17th in Hanover. And that location is a very good one for the game because it's exactly midway. Whether you're coming from Exeter or you're coming from Burlington, Vermont, you're not driving over 2 hours, and you've got a central location right at the intersection of a couple of interstate highways. So we're having the games at Hanover High School, boys' game and girls' game, as we traditionally have. And as we continue, you know, we're here in April now. We're just about ready to launch a spring sports season in high schools with some optimism. And the games themselves in July look very likely to happen, and it will be very likely that we will be able to have spectators, at the very, very least, parents, friends, coaches. And as things continue to unfold, you know, we continue, Tom, to hear good vaccination news. We anticipate being able to have a game as we fondly remember it.
That's going to be so exciting. And so July 17th, we have the coaches, Rob Johnstone from Lebanon, who's been a longtime coach there. He's also way up there on the wins list, took 1 year off, but it's back at it. And on the girls' side, you have Doug Kennedy, correct?
Right. And Doug's been around. He's been sneaking around for 14 years now and has set a wonderful record at Hanover High School, and so it's a home game for him. And Rob Johnstone, as you say, nearing a Manchester West guy, nearing his 30th year coaching, and nearing his 300th win, which will happen in a year or two. And both of these coaches have done a good job being in touch with the athletes and getting them ready. The other development that's worth mentioning as we near the run-up to the games is that we have a one-day training camp scheduled the week before the games. So on Saturday, the 10th, both teams will gather at Bedford High School, which, for New Hampshire purposes, is also very centrally located. And that'll be a chance for the teams to get together, meet their coaches, meet each other, and do the kind of organization that will provide a coherent and attractive game. Now, normally, the teams would gather for 2 or 3 days, spend the time overnight in college dormitories, and then play at that college site. And that is a model that certainly we anticipate considering in future years.
To bring that back.
With all of the COVID precautions, it made great sense to make these one-day things and make them commuter-oriented, so individual players could drive down with parents or drive down by themselves and maintain the sort of safety that's going to keep us safe as we plan for an even more normal fall school year and sports season.
So that would be great. And after the break, I want to get into how competitive this is. I know it's close. The boys, I think, are leading in New Hampshire, 19 wins to 17 losses and 9 ties. And the New Hampshire girls are leading 19 wins, 13 losses, and 5 ties. But basically, the Vermont boys are gaining. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental. Tom Raffio this weekend. Joining me is Rob Grable, April 10th and 11th. And we're leading up, before you know it, it will be the July 17th, and it will be the Lions Twin State Cup games of 2021. And as Rob mentioned right before the break, there's actually a mini training on the Saturday, July 10th. So basically, tell us the impact that the Lions Cup has had, both also on the fundraising Lions charities. We know that. You know, there's been one former player who was severely hearing impaired, and he actually went to the camp in Vermont as a kid that was funded by the Lions Club. So tell us a little bit about the charities, and then basically what this means to, you know, regional soccer.
Well, one of the reasons the game has been so successful is the fact that it is driven by being a charitable fundraiser. And you know, the players and coaches are very aware of that. As you mentioned, it was very special a decade ago to actually have one of the players who had come up and was hearing impaired and had gone to the Vermont Lions Green Mountain Camp, which is a summer camp for hearing impaired children, and it's one of the primary recipients of the donations on the Vermont side. And the New Hampshire side, the funds go to the Sight and Hearing Foundation of New Hampshire. And there are a number of projects throughout the state. They award grants to the Lions and Lionesses clubs for sight and hearing projects. And having these ongoing charitable targets makes it very easy for the players to see bigger picture to see beyond their soccer and their own, you know, more cloistered worlds. And it's a great educational opportunity for them, and it's a great way to publicize these important charities. So it's definitely a win-win. And the Lions have been such an incredible partner. Their support for this game, their logistical work, and their publicity are one of the reasons the game has endured so well over 47 years.
Yes, and again, the only cancellation was last year when COVID just sort of exploded on us, and we didn't yet have the protocols. So, in terms of recent trends in soccer, I mean, there has been an impact on club sports, but I still say that the soccer, the level of soccer at the high school level is phenomenal, and there's nothing, I don't know, more community-orientated than following your local soccer team, particularly if it's successful. So how is this particular game helped that sort of positive trend in New Hampshire, and how do you see things, you know, going forward with, you know, club soccer versus high school soccer, as well as maybe comment how these teams were selected?
Well, I think right now we're in a pretty healthy place. Obviously, you know, club soccer has grown significantly. You know, and there are one or two large clubs, one fewer than there were a couple of months ago, that attract a lot of kids. And many times, this is a complement to high school athletics. High school players in the fall will do club soccer in the spring, and have a chance to receive different coaching, have a chance to play with other players, and some choose to do academy type programs in the fall. You have several dozen players who don't play for their fall teams, but high school soccer is so attractive, Tom. You're playing with your teammates. You're playing with your high school classmates. You're receiving the support of the community. And I think, you know, the success of the fall high school tournaments and the fall high school programs shows that the game is not only very healthy, but we have a number of kids who are going right from high school soccer to playing in college. And, of course, here, you know, in April, we've now started hearing about where some of our students are going to be attending. There are a number of players on the boys and girls teams who are now finalizing their college plans. You know, and it's fun to see you know, several of them making plans to continue playing on a college level, including, by the way, a number of kids who are playing locally. Playing at St. Anselm, playing at Southern New Hampshire University, the wonderful goalie for Windham High School, Preston Neal, one of our two Lions Cup goalies this year, is going from Windham to Southern New Hampshire. And we'll have players at Plymouth and players at Keene and players at New Hampshire Votech, boys and girls, which is always been part of this. New Hampshire Votech originally was one of the training sites and one of the overnight campsites for the Lions Cup. So it's nice to have that. And by the way, New Hampshire Votech will also be the site of another summertime soccer endeavor, and that's the Granite State Games. You know, more on that later.
But yes, and I'll have
Votech is going to be hosting the 3-day Granite State Games soccer tournament in June, and that too looks like it's now definitely headed for a green light.
And tell me really quickly, and then I want to circle back to you know, New Hampshire soccer, high school in general. But you actually have, there's been a couple of New Hampshire players, Bauer from Bedford, and actually drafted by the MLS. So tell us a little bit about that. That's pretty exceptional.
Well, it's very exciting to see local kids, players from New Hampshire, Josh Bauer, of course, went from Bedford High School and then went to the University of New Hampshire and then was drafted in the recent MLS Super Draft a couple of months ago and is headed to a career in professional soccer. There have been several on both boys' and girls' sides. Of course, on the girls, you know, we've had both Morgan Andrews from Milford and Rachel Hill from Summersworth, who have been playing professionally. Rachel went from Summersworth to the University of Connecticut. And so, you know, seeing players do that. And, you know, it's very exciting because we have players on both of this year's teams, boys and girls, that may very well make that next big step. Some very, very talented girls and boys. You know, we have one young lady, Ella Frazier from Exeter, who's going to Murray State, a Division I school, and is one of our two All-Americans. The other, of course, Aaron Fleury from Manchester Central. And what's really fun is to have a number of very high-profile kids. Aaron and Ella, certainly Sally Rainey from Lebanon High School, who is going to the University of New Hampshire. And, you know, Tom, it's really fun. Sally is one of these athletes who certainly has a very high profile as a soccer player. But she also plays varsity basketball and brought her Lebanon High School team, you know, into the playoffs. They had a very good squad this year. And I think it's very possible to point out that she may be a better soccer player for having played other sports.
How does New Hampshire get this kind of soccer culture? We have about a minute left, so and then I gotta have you back, and then we'll spend the last 30 seconds on just one refresher on when this game is.
Well, you know, you give me a chance to invoke the names of the people who helped get it all started. Certainly Andy Wilson, who up until the 60s and 70s was the head of officiating in New Hampshire, but for decades before that promoted the game and, you know, made Manchester a hub of semi-pro club soccer. We've had influences from college coaches, certainly the impact of UNH and of Dartmouth and of Keene and Plymouth, with great coaches like Gerd Lutter and Ron Butcher, all contributed to the growth of the soccer. And, you know, Lancaster, which gave us the Pinkham Brothers, the Colonel Town Recreational Program. So if you've got a good feeder system, you're going to have great players, and a lot of times great players become great coaches, the way it was with George and Dave. George, of course, starting out at Whitefield High School. But that's another story for another time.
Another day. And, of course, I think we'll have to look it up. But between Dave and George Pinkham, they have, you know, like over 1,000 wins. So that'll be probably a record for a long time to come. So final word. So the Lions Twin Cup game is July 17th in Hanover. We're going to have you on again to promote it again. I mean, Delta Dental is going to be involved. Give us 30 seconds as to why that's an important event, both in terms of the charity as well as the athletes.
Well, I'll go with charity first. It supports a great cause, both the Vermont and New Hampshire Lions supporting sight and hearing programs. You've got the 22 best players, boys and girls, from these two states, a tradition that's almost 50 years old, and they play it unselfishly. They play it for the kids they're supporting, and it's a wonderful celebration of the game. Kids from all over, all four divisions represented on both teams, which is also another very fine example of the quality of the program.
Perfect. And of course, on the girls' side, we have the same type of coaching tradition between Jack O'Mara, Bedford, and Peter Lally. It's all there as well. So Rob Grable, head coach of Hanover, Reverend, thank you so much. We'll have you back on again. Again, the game is July 17th, and offline we'll talk about Delta Dental getting the sponsorship and a little bit more involved with that as well. So, Rob, thank you.
Absolutely.
For joining me this weekend.
Pleasure to be with you, Tom.